Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so I know, and you do too, everyone who's been following me on Twitter and on Facebook and everything tonight has known that I have been, like, cooking since, like, 9 o'clock this morning. So I might not be as I am usually because I'm just kind of tired. Actually, it just feels so good to sit down and sit here and talk to y'all, to be honest. That's the honest truth.
I see. Everything looks good, too.
Thank you. I try, you know. I do a little something in the kitchen every once in a while. I lived in this house for a while. I can do a little something in the kitchen, though. I'm not going to say it's going to get you a husband, but, you know, it'll at least make him stay the night. Oh, my gosh. Lola, I have to tell you, we had such a wonderful topic last week. With the whole, what did we talk about last week? Last week we were talking about Ashley Madison and everything that was going on with Ashley Madison. And I don't know if you heard about that. Did you hear about that?
Yes. We did that show together.
Did we? Am I that far behind?
Yes. Last week was the anniversary show. We did the Ashley Madison.
Last week was anniversary show. Oh, see what happens when you spend all day in the kitchen? You lose your freaking mind, guys. This is exactly what happens. I'm trying to think what our show was about last week. What did I miss last week? Because it was really good. Well, I'll tell you what the show is about this week. And the reason why this came to mind is I was watching television because I had nothing to do while I was cooking, so I just kind of turned some stuff on. And I saw this show called 7 Year Itch. I'm sorry, 7 Year Switch, actually, not 7 Year Itch, which 7 Year Itch is the actual saying.
Mm-hmm.
So me and my whole reality TV, I got to see what the hell is going on kind of thing. I had to figure out what was going on with this. I'm like, so what the hell are they talking about? What is this? And they're talking that, you know, we've got couples, and they're not necessarily married for 7 years. They've been married long enough where they're, like, thinking what it would be like to be with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, okay, first of all,
some of them are just dating.
No, they're all married, but they haven't. Okay, some of them haven't even been married that long. Some of them have only been married a few months. And I'm going, you're already doing this in a few months, you're doomed. I'm sorry, you're doomed.
Yes, I would say so.
Yeah, you're doomed. Couple of, well, there was one particular couple that had been dating for years, actually. And they, you know, they had gone through a couple of infidelities and some other things. And they, you know, they were just having problems. But, you know, actually, you know what? Last week we did talk about Ashley Madison because, you know what, it kept going on. You know, the hackation, if I like to say, actually came out, and they did actually, like, post some of their members online.
Oh, they actually post the members. So you guys continue with the conversation.
Yes,
okay.
We continue the conversation. I was like, I'm pretty sure we talked about Ashley Madison. I'm not going crazy yet. I'm not that old. Maybe it's the sex I had a couple of days ago. I don't know. But, you know, sometimes I can warp your mind.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this because, you know, this is kind of goes along with this. I know y'all are probably thinking, you know, this is the down low. We usually talk about, you know, infidelity. And in actuality, I think this is truly, I find it a complete breach of contract. Not that other things aren't, but this is even worse because, you know it, but what they're basically doing is they're going, okay, our relationship isn't working. This person is not the person I thought they were going to be, or our personalities are not matching. So we're going to have a fake marriage with somebody else who's in particular the person that we thought we were looking for, and we're going to spend 2 weeks with that person and pretend to be husband and wife for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. So did they know the other person that they were set up with? They knew this
they
other person.
They don't know the other people they're set up with, but what they did was, and you know how they love controversy in these shows.
Yes.
They found couples that were very much like-minded to the point where, like, okay, let's say you're in a relationship where you're like, I'm particularly a traditional type of girlfriend. I'm, you know, I cook, I clean, I stay at home. And I expect a traditional type of boyfriend or husband, wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have... Maybe I'm with someone who's completely opposite, who expects a wife that works for a living, and then find another couple who's having the same kind of problem, but, you know, the opposite kind of thing, where it would be the husband kind of thing who isn't traditional. And then they switch them up. So now I would be with somebody who would be very particular who I'm looking for in a relationship and set me up with that person, and I have to live with them for 2 weeks as their wife.
Okay.
I just see all kinds of problems with this.
I do also. It just,
I see divorce all across the board.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I don't see a good thing, anything good coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the people you said that only they've only been together a few months.
Yeah, there was one of them. They'd only been together for, they said, like 16 months, which is a little over a year. If you're already having this problem a year and you're willing to switch with another couple who would be more traditionally and with a man who would be more traditionally or a woman who would be more traditionally what you're looking for, you need to get a divorce. If 16 months in, you're already looking for a change. So they're calling it and I have to do this. I know y'all can't see this, but I'm putting my fingers in the air and I'm doing the whole quote unquote experiment. This is not an experiment, people. This is a divorce.
Well, you know, on the other hand, what could happen is they can realize how much they love or, you know, they want to be with the person that they're with also. You know, that could also happen. But it is a dangerous game.
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying, you know, you could kind of realize that you know, maybe the grass is greener on this other side. Maybe what you think you want is not what you really want.
Mhm. Or you really want what you have, you know?
Or you really want what you have? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I see nothing but trouble. I don't see anything good coming out of this. I'm just sorry. I just don't. I'd rather you cheat on me and then not know about it, and then we repair our relationship later or whatever. And say you said I know that you're with the type of person that you really wanted, and I've sanctioned it. So, in the first episode, The first episode, and I'm going to get into this one. The first episode, you know, this one couple, black couple, they get together. I mean, they switch and they get together. And they had been out drinking, so they end up sleeping in the bed together.
Oh, wow.
We don't know if they had sex. But they're like,
okay, how cozy
together.
Did they look? How cozy? Did they get close?
They looked a little cozy. The next day, though, they got into a fight. They weren't cozy anymore. But still, that would piss me off. Because the thing is that afterwards, you know, your other half is going to see all the video because everything is videotaped.
Yeah.
And what the people are saying is that we hope that you will open up and so that you can really talk about what's going on in your relationship so you can repair it. But I just don't see any repair coming along when you're talking about that to somebody else if you're in the same house together. I mean, I could see if you were out having lunch and you're talking about it, you learned to, you know, or you're talking about it in a therapeutic situation, which I don't see this being a therapeutic situation at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is just cause for trouble. trouble. I had to get that out there because it just really, the whole time I was watching this, it was just like burning me up. I'm like, seriously? They really think this is going to work? So.
Oh, goodness. Did anybody decide while you watched? Did anybody decide they weren't really happy at home, you know, afterwards, or you need to see another episode?
Well, I only got through about 2 episodes before I was like, bullshit, but I'm calling bullshit. I will watch the rest, but I am curious. I definitely want to hear your opinion. I wish you could have seen it. It's on the FYI channel for anybody watching. And FYI channel, I have to look it up. I'll tell you what their old name was. But I think they used to be the biography channel. They're now FYI.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It used to be the biography channel. So, you know, everybody's trying to, you know, be the new Bravo. We have to talk more about this. And I really got to hear more of what you have to say, what everyone has to say, because I'm just...
I know, I don't know if I would ever take it that far, but the 7-year itch is definitely real in my book. I was with someone very long time, I don't know, probably 14 years, and we both experienced that 7-year itch, and it was hard to, you know, overcome, but, you know, we got through it and tried it again. You know, and then it just became like the 14-year itch, and it was like, that's enough.
We did a double 7-year itch.
Yeah, exactly. And it was like, okay, that's enough. I'm calling it quits. But it's real because we have been together so long, and I won't say it was I knew, but it was all that I was comfortable with for a long time, but then it got boring, you know, not. You know, you get complacent in the relationship when it's so long.
You
know,
you really do.
Same old, and, you know, I mean, everything was good probably sexually for us, but the other part of the relationship was not that great anymore. So, you know, you do sometimes get the little itch. I don't know, like I said, if I would, you know, while we're together, actually be with someone else for 2 weeks and see how I enjoy it. But I might step out a night. But I definitely did step out a night or two.
Yeah,
to be honest,
yeah. But I will step out a night.
Yes, I did.
I personally have never been with anyone longer than 7 years. I have had relationships that lasted 7 years. And somewhere around year 5, I knew we weren't going to last that much longer.
Oh, wow.
But you know how it is that sex is good or you're just comfortable. And then you have to think about it because dating is hard.
It is.
You know, dating is only fun when you're a teenager. Once you become a grown-up, it's not as much fun. Not as much fun as sleeping around. When you actually are talking about really dating, it's not the same thing. So
you're right.
I don't know. I'm dying to hear everyone's opinion on this one. You know what we're going to do? We're going to give everyone time to think about this for a second. Give me some time to sip some wine and calm down and calm my butt down after all this cooking and get comfortable here. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat room because I am in the chat room. So I see Sweet Peas in the chat room and Jeff Jones. Hey, Jeff, nice to see you again. Just as he had a five-year itch. So I am looking forward to chatting with absolutely everyone. But you know what? Before we get into chatting and taking phone calls, as we have a few people on the line, we are going to take some dollhouse announcements. And I'm also going to I'm going to do a little, I know it's Friday, so we're going to do a little throwback Thursday today. Just to put you in the mood. Because I just, the song came to me when I was thinking about this, and I just have to do it. So, on that note, you know what? I am going to let Angela take it away.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joel, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griff is the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Welcome, welcome back. You're listening to The Down Low. I had a song for you, but I can't find it. I don't know where it is. I must have lost it somewhere. I don't know. Oh, well, you know what? I'll find it. I'll find it in just a second, and I'll play it for you because I know it's going to get you all in the mood, and I think I'm about to find it in about 5 seconds here. But okay. On that note, no, I did not find it. On that note, I think this is just really, really crazy. Just the 7 year itch. Is it a true thing? I mean, you're saying it is. I don't know, but if it is, man. So
for me, it was.
For you, it was. I mean, I've never really, like I said, I've never really lasted long enough to, I mean, 7 years, I've never really lasted that. After about 7 years, I'm done. So I'm ready to move on. It's not even so much that I'm ready to move on. It's just that, you know, I've never had a relationship that lasted longer than 7 years. And actually, I've had a relationship that lasted exactly 7 years, and then we moved on. But like I said, it's somewhere around 5 years, I was already done anyway. So
wow.
But I said I stayed on because I didn't want to hurt that person, which I think a lot of us do, to be honest. I think a lot of us do that. We stay on a lot longer than we should because we don't want to hurt someone, even though we know that it's not really, you know, it's really kind of over.
Well, it's definitely problems. If you're itching anyway, you know, there's problems. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a problem. There's definitely a problem. You know what? Mm-hmm. I did just find what I was thinking about, and I got to play this for you because I just got to say it's going to get you in the mood, and you know you're going to be like, you know you're going to be rocking in your chair to this one. So I'm just going to play a little clip of this, and then we're going to get back to the 7 year itch real quick, okay? On that note, Saturday Love.
Been a long time. I can never think I was going to see you again. See, you haven't changed. sometimes things just don't work out like we thought. Life goes on and people grow. Out of things that fit before. But Saturday remains the same. And I hope it'll never change. For always and forever, you will be mine. You will be mine. You will be mine. You will be mine. Be mine. Let's sing it together.
Hey guys, welcome back to the download. I just had to play that. Sorry, it was in my
head. That was a real throwback, huh?
Yeah, that was a real throwback. Did I just show my age? Guys, if you all, okay, if you're at least half as old as I am, or maybe a quarter as old as I am, you know that song is about sneaking out on Saturday. So even though it's Friday, we will still sneak out on Saturday. But I wanted to say hello to everyone out there, hello to everyone in our chat room and on our switchboard. And if you want to join us in our conversation, because I am really looking forward to listening to you all tonight, the number is 646-595-4038, or you can log in for free in the chat room. And guess what? It's okay if you don't use your real name. Just don't post it up there because I might say it. So, because I can only go by what I see. But if you want to go by a different name, that is totally fine with us, because you know what? That's why we're called the Down Low. So, And I am here with my lovely and most beautiful host, Lola Lane. How you doing?
Hey, I'm
we
here.
Are here. I'm so happy that you're here. And we are talking about the 7-year itch, mostly because of the reality TV show, The 7-Year Switch, which I find to be, I have more problems with this show than I have with you sleeping with somebody and me not knowing. I have more problems with this show than I have with my man having a mistress on the side.
Oh, wow.
I really do mean that. I have more problems. If I knew this, then we would definitely be over with before the show was even over with. But if he was on Ashley Madison and I didn't know about it, as long as I'm being kept in the way I'm supposed to be kept, I'm cool, fine. Go and do what you got to do. Just know what you got to come home to, because you're coming home. And I think the reason why, I have to say why, because I know people are going, really? Wow. The reason why I have more problems with this is that you're actually actively looking at someone and expecting them to be who you wanted me to be. Whereas when you're just having an affair, it's just like, okay, I'm having a little fun on the side, but I still got to go home to my wife. And I still have to go home to my situation. Most men and most women do not leave their particular spouse for the side piece. That just doesn't happen. And I'm sorry, side pieces out there, but that doesn't happen. And when it is, I'm not going to say it doesn't happen, but it's a rare thing. Mm-hmm. They almost always go back home eventually. So, you know, you're just looking for something, you know, to supplement what you already have, as I would say. So,
just
I don't know.
Greedy.
Do you think that way?
Well, for me, I feel like there's a possibility that sometimes they could. I mean, like you said, it doesn't happen all the time, but I'm even kind of nervous because, you know, to me, they still could possibly leave. You never know. And I guess with this 7-year itch thing, like I said, I've experienced this in my own relationship. I didn't, well, in the case of me, I didn't do it intending on trying to find something better than what I had. It was just something.
You were just having some fun on the side.
Yeah, it was out of boredom and just having something on the side. But I guess if you're doing it intending on possibly finding something better than what you have, now that would be definitely a problem.
Yes,
that's
that would definitely
a problem.
Be a problem. Because I think in this particular case, and if anyone ever gets, if anyone out there has seen the show, or if you get to see the show, if you've seen the show, please call me. Please come up on the chat board so we can get you up here immediately if you've seen the show. These people are actually looking at the other person going, okay, I'm looking for you in what my spouse does not have. I'm looking for you to be doing the same things that my spouse does not do. Because they're waking, we're talking about people, see, when you're having an affair, you're not usually like waking up in the morning and them making bring you breakfast and going out to dinner and going on trips
That's
with them.
That's true.
They were literally doing they're doing everything that they would do with their spouse with this other person.
Yeah,
that's
that would be a problem.
That's a whole other thing. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Actually, in one particular case, this is going to anger you a lot. Look, be prepared to be angry. In one particular case, they were like, okay, we want you all to go on a trip together, like a road trip together, so you can get to know each other and get to really talk and open up. And they were like, okay, so you're going to Big Bear. And she was like, really? That's where me and my husband got married. So we're going on a vacation to where me and my husband got married?
Wow.
See, that's like inviting somebody into your, like, if I'm going to cheat on you, he's not going to be in our bed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grown up enough
that's
to go
true.
Get a damn hotel down the street where we are never going to be at, ever.
Yeah, that's
true. There's
just
some kind of respect in that, you know. So, I can
it's
extremely disrespectful.
Yeah, it's just like the guys that, to me, that plan the whole weekend with one particular girl. In my case, I would rather my guy slept with three different girls than stay with one person for the whole weekend, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole different thing going on there. There's a whole I want to be with you kind of thing going on there. So I just had, somewhere around that time, I kind of tuned it out. Plus, I was cooking and doing some other things. So I was only half listening anyway. But it actually irritated me, and the girl actually started crying. I was like, you know what, I would have had to tell them, no, we can't do that. That's where me and my husband are married. We're not getting a divorce. We're trying to work on our marriage. So why would I take another man to the same exact spot that I married my man at?
Yeah.
That is so disrespectful on so many. Actually, I wouldn't even do that even after I had gotten a divorce, to be honest. I wouldn't even do that. Like, that place is off limits. Even if I hate you, that place is off limits. It's going to bring up different memories.
You know, people are starting to do all sorts of things that they normally wouldn't do for television these days. I'm definitely going to try to look it up because I would love to see how this all turned out for the couples, how it ended, you know.
Yeah. You know, you just brought up something really I didn't even think about. Because they have to take 2 weeks off of work to do this. So they're obviously getting paid for this. So are you doing this for the money? And if you're doing this for the money, then you're definitely not, there's no amount of money that helps you work on your relationship. I mean,
that's true.
You can't get paid to work on your relationship. You just work on it. I don't know. It just brought up so many. I really do not. My personal opinion is I really don't go along with any of this whatsoever. I think it's wrong. And, you know, they also had to come out to their parents and their family before they went and did this. And I might not talk to, if it was my sister, I probably wouldn't talk to her for a while. I'd be very mad at, I'm not going to say forever, but it might be a few months before I talk to her. I'm like, you know, I'm mad at you right now because what you did, I think, was wrong. So if she just went out and slept with some guy randomly and then never saw him again, I'd be okay with it. But, you know, you doing all this, it's a whole other thing.
That's
where my line is. I know. I'm weird like that. Okay, well, I know. Lola, I can see you shaking your head right now. I can totally see you shaking your head.
Yeah, I am. It sounds real crazy.
Well, you know, I do kind of think like a guy, and you know that. I totally think like a guy. So.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you know what? I want to hear everyone else's opinion. So we're gonna go to our switchboard here real quick, and we're gonna start off with somebody we know. I think this might be somebody we know. Hello, 352-205. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Sexy Sierra and sexy Lola Lane. How are you ladies doing tonight?
We are doing great. Why don't you tell everybody who you are? So we know who you are, but why don't you tell everybody else who you are? I'm going to get a little told everybody, didn't she? She's such a blabbermouth.
Yeah.
this is Joseph. For those listening,
Hi, Joseph.
This is Joseph Tanner from the Sunshine State of Florida, over in Leesburg.
Welcome to our show. What do you think about our topic? Would you switch spouses with somebody else? I bet you would if it was me, though, wouldn't you?
Switch spouses? I don't really have a spouse. I'm still single.
If you had one, if you were.
Yeah, if
you
had
switch?
One, let's just imagine. He's like, oh, hell no, I would never get married.
Joseph, he's a good guy. He wouldn't switch. I already know.
See, I think you wouldn't either.
I wouldn't switch. I prefer a beautiful, gorgeous-looking black woman like you two lovely ladies. Or
so would you switch with me and Sierra? You might switch with us, huh? Like, change it up a little bit. One day me, one day Sierra. Maybe.
Or one day both of you.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. That is not the option. I knew you were going to say that, Joseph.
Thanks. I was listening to about the show you were talking about. Is it anything like this crazy one entitled Dating Naked?
You know, it's almost as crazy as that, and that's a crazy one, too. You're right, Dating Naked. I mean, why don't we just call it and have sex on the first date? Why don't we just have sex on the get it over with?
I never seen the show except on another show that I just watched tonight from E! Called The Soup, hosted by some nut named Joel McHale, who shows clips from shows like Dating Naked and then ends up cracking jokes about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually haven't seen the show, but I've heard what the premise is, and I think it's stupid. But, you know, anything for ratings.
I've seen it. It's
nudity
corny.
Nudity gets us ratings. I've been known to get nude for ratings, so.
I guess so they call in to say hi and thank you for allowing me to listen to your show every Friday night.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And we love that you listen to us all the time.
Yes, we do.
We love that you're here every Friday night.
I hope you had a great anniversary last week.
We definitely did.
I'm going to go now because I'm getting awfully tired.
Well, you get some sleep, and we'll look for you on Monday doing Sammy's Cocktail Hour.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry you all didn't get to do that show Monday.
Yeah, it was a shame, but you know what? That's okay, because we're going to come back
and
we're going to talk about everything next Monday.
You didn't hear Sammy's web show, which I wanted to apologize to her about, but someone was either attacking her harassing her on mm-hmm. her that she was talking about on her show last night, throwing some racist remarks, and all I got to say to that person and to anyone else who messes with you lovely ladies, damn you to hell, yeah. Racist pricks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. And we always love it when you call in. Unfortunately, we have to take another call. I can't believe we're already like 20 minutes left in our show.
Good night.
We'll talk to you soon.
Good night, Joseph.
Good night. Sleep tight.
I will.
Joseph is always so wonderful. I always forget it is kind of pretty late. We have another caller in the 708 area code, 708-207. Are you there? Hello, 708? I don't know it. Let me try this again. Here we go. 708-207, are you there? Hello? No, I think they might. We'll have to come back to that person since
hello?
For some reason we're not getting them. There we are. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I am fine. Well, how are you doing, honey bunny?
I'm good.
That's
I'm well.
Awesome bear, right?
Yep. Yep.
Hi, friend.
How are you? I've been gone for a couple of weeks.
I know. You've been celebrating birthdays and all kinds of things.
Yes, last week I just overslept. I'm getting old, and I think that was the day. You know, I can't celebrate every day anymore, but I think that was the day after a birthday celebration. So I kind of was a little tired.
Happy belated birthday!
Pardon me?
I said happy belated birthday.
Oh. Thank you. Actually, the last time you were on a couple of weeks ago, I caught like the very end of the show. I was out celebrating my birthday. I was downtown Chicago. That's when it was real hot here. And the concert that we had gone to was just letting out. And I was on my way home and I got in the car and I caught like about the last 10 or 15 minutes of the show. But I didn't get a chance to talk. But anyway, tonight's subject is...
Yeah, I like
really
that. You caught us as you were driving home. I like that.
Yep. Trying to cool off because that was the weekend. It was so hot here. It was like I was downtown in the Loop and it was like 86 degrees at like still at like 10:30 at night.
It was awful that weekend.
It was awful that weekend. Thank God I... had air conditioning in the car and got back home.
Thank God.
But the 7-year itch, I'm kind of like you, Sierra. I've never been in a relationship 7 years that I can think of. Matter of fact, the answer to that is no. I think this might actually be the longest one, and it's 4.5 years. Usually after 2 or 3, something happens.
For me, like for about 3 years, something happens. And I'm like, actually, I usually make it somewhere around 5 years. And then something happens. And I've started to move on.
But as we get older, at least as I get older anyway, this one, you know, I said maybe after this one, you know, I don't know anymore. Because... Now, being, you know, an older person, actually officially a senior citizen now, I guess. I don't know if I'm going
to... No, what we say is we are people of a certain age, so we know exactly what we want. We don't have time to waste 3 or 4 years trying to figure it out.
I definitely don't.
I don't have 3 or 4 years. Don't. I need to know in the first 10 months if this is going to last or I got to move on.
That's true.
I need to know quickly.
You're literally wasting my life. I only got so much time left on this earth.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I've seen more than I got left, more than like in my case. you know.
Can you imagine like, being married and then thinking of like switching spouses to see if the grass is greener on the other side? I mean,
you know, and you know what that old, it's like that old saying, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. I mean, there, you know, there's always instances where people, you know, leave the person that they're with and find somebody else. But more often than not, you know, that doesn't happen. You know, in reality, it doesn't happen. And, you know, you are cheating, you are, you know, philandering, whatever word you want to use. If you're married to someone, if, you know, I'm the type of person that if it's not working out, then, you know, if you were married, you're married, get legally separated or divorced. If you're just dating, like in my case, break it off, saves time for us to go our separate ways. You know, I'm not one to, listen, you know, we talked about me before, but I'm not one to physically cheat with someone else. You know, I have my friend, my best friend. but other than that, no. I mean, and I'm not going to leave that who I'm with now to go back to the person that I was with before.
Or anybody else.
I'm with you, though. Once I've really figured out that I'm moving on, and I'm not going to test the waters to see if the grass is, like, if I'm doing that, it's not because I'm testing the waters. I'm just having some fun. But if I'm testing the waters to see if the grass is greener, I'm not going back because that makes no sense to go back. Evidently, I'm ready to move on at this point. That's why I'm testing the waters. So it's time for me to go.
Right. Exactly. If you gotta do that, you just might as well go. You know, because obviously you're unhappy to begin with.
That's why
you're testing the waters. If you were happy with your relationship, then you wouldn't be doing that unless you're just a serial cheater.
Yeah, that's true.
In that case, you should never have gotten married or never should have been in a relationship with a serious committed relationship. But if you were in this relationship, this marriage or this committed relationship with this person and it's not working out and you're not a serial, you know, cheater, you're not just somebody who cheats no matter what, then, you know, because you're not doing the other person. I mean, if you can't think about the other person, you know, don't be selfish to either, you know, because if you're going to the person might be hurt anyway. The fact that they thought everything was going okay, they might have been having their rose-colored glasses on. So, I mean, they might think that, I mean, because I know
both the couples on each end have decided that they're willing to have a relationship with somebody else for 2 weeks and see if it, so they both know it's all out in the open.
No, and I'm trying to see maybe when I turn the TV back on, if I have this FYI channel and I have AT&T U-verse. So I don't know if I do.
I think it used to be the Biography channel. It's now called FYI.
Okay, I have to look. But I mean, there's so many other goofy shows like this show where people get married. What is it? They've never seen each other or something. Are you familiar with that one?
First marriage, so
like, okay, you and I never meet. Okay, and then we get married. And you
that
know,
doesn't
just like
happen
that.
Married the first date, Sierra. That doesn't happen a lot. People do, no.
Well,
I haven't heard of that happening.
I have
that
to
much.
Admit, I will say this, it does happen more often than you all think, especially when you come from a certain background.
Okay.
Because my background, it happens quite often. The first person you ever go out with is the one that you marry. So that's usually your religious experience and your,
well, that's the first date and they get married, not the first.
Like you know, it would be like you. It would like be like Laurel and I meeting somewhere, and it's like, okay, now you all are gonna get married.
Yeah,
we don't even know if we even really.
If you were a gypsy, that was the way it would go. And if you, in some cases, if you're Jehovah's Witness, that's how it goes. You don't get to date these people and go out and hang out with them before you marry them.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
It's an arranged marriage. So
it's an arranged marriage.
But you're not
the arrangement.
Together.
Yeah, it's just like you. you know, there are certain cultures and religions where, like, you when you're 7 years old, you know, this is the person you're going
to.
I think the Indian people are like
that. And get to know them. You don't get to know them before you marry them.
Right. The Indian people are like that. Indians and Pakistanis are like that, too. You know, at 7 years old, your parents and their parents have already decided, okay, you two are going to get married. You don't have any say-so.
You don't really have any say-so in that.
Right.
It was really more different, and I know what you're talking about with the married on the first date. In those particular instances, those people didn't come from that type of background, so it was weird for them. But
this show was weird. It's kind of a weird
arranged marriage.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. This is
before.
Right, you've always known this was going. It's sort of like it's kind of like that Star Trek episode, the original Star Trek show where. Spock goes back, he goes through the Pomfar and all of that, and he's supposed to marry and go through all of that with that, you know, girl. But, yeah, I mean, there are cultures that do that. But, this TV show, and I can't think of it, they just get married. They never met, and they wind up getting married.
I've actually seen it, too.
Right. I've watched a couple of
backgrounds where it was not unusual to be in an arranged marriage. It wasn't as weird as it sounded, but that's completely different because knowing what.
But it's just a lot of crazy shows out there.
There are a lot of crazy shows. You know, there are a lot of crazy shows.
I watched a whole marriage and a whole marriage of Married at First Sight, and it's actually very interesting. And ironically, two of the couples broke up, but one stayed together. And what they do is they actually, like, you know, they bring in marital psychologists or whatever you want to talk about, this, to find people that are more type of person that they would want to marry kind of thing. So it's going to be someone that, you know, you would be picked to go with, so, which is kind of crazy, though.
I just seen one on the news where somebody was, one of those marriages turned really bad. Like, she had to get a restraining order tried to threaten her and was going to kill her. She had to get over. It was one turn really bad.
You know, so I mean, but as far as the subject goes, I 7 year itch, and like you said, you know, I'm kind of halfway through now, and four and a half, and I'm just to the point now, being someone who's seen more days than they have left, I'll put it like that. I don't know. Maybe at this point, I just want to be by myself with this to work out, you know, and just, you know,
I'm with have you. A I've friend. Always said if I get, next time I get divorced, I'm done.
You know, because, I mean, I have somebody that I can just go talk to on the phone. I already have that and go out to lunch and dinner with and talk to the phone and whatever. I have that. So, I mean, that person and I can be satisfied with that and not get into anything more committed,
serious,
more hard,
yeah.
You know, serious than just that. Live my life, you know, when I die, show up at my funeral or cremation service, whatever it might be, you know, if I'm get sick and come visit me in the hospital, the nursing home, whatever, you know, so, but, yeah, I mean, wasn't there an old movie? I was trying to think while I was waiting to come on.
Yeah, but that was something totally different.
Marilyn Monroe, yeah. I think that was Marilyn Monroe and Jack Lemmon, the 7 year itch.
Look, now you're showing your age.
Yeah, I know. But when you play Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill, because I'm like, how do you know about that song?
Yeah, she was
a little girl. I'm like, she was a little girl.
Thank you so much for calling in. We got to get to at least two more callers.
Okay.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye bye.
And we love hearing your voice. We're going to talk to you soon. That's about, I went back to the 80s. He went back to the 50s. So, ironically, I've seen that movie many, many times. And it's a great movie, by the way, for anyone who wants to watch it. We have one other caller. Actually, we have two other callers. But I want to pick up on this caller at 405-390. Are you there?
I'm here.
You're here. Who are we speaking with?
I am here. This is Greg.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Hello, Sierra and Lola.
Hi.
Hello.
Now,
how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome.
Awesome? You're doing awesome. Everything is awesome.
Oh,
what do you
doing
think?
Good.
I know that sounds stuck in my head.
Is,
what do you think about our subject?
Seven-year itch.
Mm-hmm.
I've had actually two fuck buddies that have lasted longer than both of my marriages.
Oh, wow.
You know, I am with you on that because I have had one that has lasted longer than any relationship that I have ever had.
That's true,
and
huh?
Way more than 7 years.
Yes. It's like, yeah, okay, well, as soon as, you know, the emotions come in, yeah, okay. Sorry.
It changes everything.
Time to go.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That relationship I was in for a very long time, we weren't married, but our relationship, although we did that 7-year itch, we still outlasted many relationships around us where people were married, you know? So
yes,
that could be true. Yeah.
I mean,
The awesome thing about a fuck buddy is you don't have to wake up with them every single freaking day.
No, like that
and
song.
And deal with their attitude
Monday,
and all the other
Tuesday,
stuff. Mm-hmm. Just Saturday.
Saturday,
love.
Okay, well, are you off? Okay, that's Wednesday. Come on over.
Come on over.
Oh, you're off Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I'm here.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, that song was like, wow.
I just had to play it. It's been, you know, I've been thinking about it since Tuesday.
Uh-oh.
Since I'm not on Saturday, I had to play it tonight because by the time we get off, it will be Saturday love. Oh my gosh! You know, I have to agree with you, and I think that is absolutely true. I think a lot of times you have fuck buddies that last longer than actual relationships, and it's because we don't have to deal with the actual nuances of a relationship in that person. Because if we had to probably mm-hmm. deal with the nuances, we wouldn't last as long as we are. We're just there to have fun and move on, and there's no kind of there's no consequences behind it because there's no. What's the word? There's no real
emotion.
It's just there's no emotion. We're just having fun, and that's it. And
yeah.
I mean, that's
a lot
main
of people
goal.
Cannot do that. But yeah,
yeah, that's
I
true.
Mean, same thing. Yeah. I mean, if you want to have a FB fuck buddy,
mm-hmm.
you are very primed to be a swinger.
Yeah, you know, that's why I think that this is, I think now you've just really hit on the reason why I have a problem with this particular show, is because you're saying that you're going to switch spouses and for 2 weeks this other person is going to be your husband. So you're going to wake up with this person every single day, spend every single moment like you would do with your spouse. That's not a fuck
mm-hmm.
buddy. A fuck buddy I get. This is from, you're actually spending time with this person. You don't spend time, quality time with a fuck buddy. And
yeah, it's
so
in any relationship.
Okay
yeah.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is a
I mean, I agree with that big time.
Yeah, you're emotionally cheating on me. Whether you sleep with this person or not, you're emotionally cheating on me now, and that's where I have a problem. Because I'm okay with you physically cheating, but emotionally cheating is a whole other thing.
Well,
emotionally cheating,
I mean,
emotional
cheating.
Yeah,
it's
I think emotional cheating causes
vacation.
People to get shot.
you are right about that. It's definitely emotional cheating is definitely dangerous. It's definitely dangerous. You're right about that. Yes.
Physical is not as bad as emotionally cheating. And yeah, I think that is where I say I definitely have a problem with the show, and that's why.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game.
You think this is a dangerous? Like, we don't want another Jenny Jones. if everybody remembers why she's not on the air right now. It was an
Hello?
Hello. We are still here.
Oh, okay.
Did I lose you, Greg?
It just went blank, and it's like, whoa!
It's probably because
we're
only
here.
Got about 60 seconds left on the air. But, Greg, thank you so much for calling. Yeah, I think it did that to remind us we only had 60 seconds left. Greg, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
because you.
You
know what? You totally pointed out what I was trying to the difference between emotional cheating and physically cheating. So there is a huge difference. Matter of fact, that's going to be our next subject. So, Greg, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you call in next week because I really want your comments on this.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Ciao. I so hope that he calls in. I can't figure it out. Can't figure it out there.
Yeah,
I
that's
hope
a
he
good
calls
show.
In next week because that's actually a good one. There's a huge difference between emotionally cheating and physically cheating.
Yeah.
We are going to take one last call for the evening, and then we're going to go sayonara because I have a really great song to play for you all. But in the meantime, 301-793, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hey, you know, I think you missed your calling, Sierra. You should really do food porn because today, I swear to God, you're making me hungry. Homemade jerk chicken, the watermelon.
Who we're talking to.
The fucking kiwi, everything. My gosh, that was great. I know that's off topic, and I had a lot to say, but you have no time left.
We did do our thing today.
Yeah.
Is this
yeah, every time
Jeff
I call...
Jones?
Oh, you... Yeah, of course it is. Every time I call you girls, every time I call you two, it's like a woman... I'm a woman sandwich, so... Speaking of
that's
food,
that's the best sandwich to be in between, isn't it?
Oh, my dears, if only you knew. But I know you got to go, so much love. I really had a lot more to say, but
well,
everyone else
you
is prattling.
Before
talking
you go,
a long time.
You know, we have enough time for you to tell us what you think about our subject, though.
All right, here's what I think about the subject. First of all, I think that most relationships, men are not naturally monogamous by nature. So I think that sustained relationships longer than 5 years are almost unnatural. So it's a conscious choice to maintain something like that. And if you go outside of that, you know, you're just screwing yourself. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. Never does.
See, I don't think it's
just men.
I think it's all of us. I think it's all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah. All those movies. Emotional betrayal is worse than anything else. So,
yes,
you know,
I agree.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say about that. I really could go on and on about a whole host of things. You just have no time.
You
got me thinking of food.
We're going to put you first in the list, okay? Because that's what we're talking about next week. Emotional betrayal and physical betrayal.
Yes, my loves. Yes, my loves. So, meantime, you've made me hungry, damn it. All this food. You need to cook for me. You really should get like started.
I'm cooking for 100 people, so I had a lot of food to cook today.
Oh, my
so
God. Oh,
happened.
My God. Really? Oh, really? You need to start a cooking show or something. This is a whole other line, giving you ideas. Well, anyway, much love, girls.
Thank you
so much for calling in. We really do appreciate that. As everyone knows, I'm on, you can always find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope even. And matter of fact, I'm going to Periscope tomorrow from my party tomorrow. So I'm always at Sierra Devi. And Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, all the other social media networks you can think of, I'm there, and I'm constantly posting pictures of what I do. And I'm now you know why I've gained weight, because I cook a lot. But ironically, I'm on a diet, so I didn't eat one thing. I just didn't want it. So,
my goodness.
I think we came to the reason why. I think we finally figured out the reason why I feel so, why this show upsets me is because this show is emotional cheating, not physically cheating. And I think emotionally cheating, personally, I think it's way more hurtful than you physically
cheating. Yeah, I will agree.
Spending time with someone, you know, when you don't know that whole down, that thought down there, right, that you don't even know her name and you just had, you know, 20 minutes of fun time with her, I'm not going to be upset as you spent a whole weekend with her. and you're buying her stuff, and you know, and you know the name of her children and what her favorite color is, and I'm going to be way more upset about that. That's the kind of stuff that will get you shot. I just say, see, you agree with me. You thought you weren't going to agree with me tonight, didn't you?
No, I definitely agree with that. It's a dangerous game. Yeah, I definitely agree.
That is just really, really dangerous. And the fact that there are, these are therapists that are putting couples in this position, and they should know better. I think the therapists, if anything, should know better, because it's therapists that are whole arranging these whole things. They should know better. This is something that could turn into a really serious, somebody got shot, someone got stabbed to death game. This is not cool. So, guys, I am so glad that you joined me. And, you know, Lola, where can we find you? Because,
you know,
I'm
Lola. I'm
always here. Where are you?
I'm Lola Lane XXX at Twitter. And my Instagram is My Sensual Secrets.
Okay. You're going to have to friend me on Instagram because I am not part of your Instagram. And I think I just saw you for the first time the other day. Okay, yeah, you can get it from me on Instagram. So I can make you hungry, too.
Okay, you already did on Facebook. It was good. I saw it. It all looks very good.
I tell you, right, I am one of those people. Every time I have something good to eat in front of me, I have to take a picture of it. I cannot help myself, and I do it. Even when I'm at a restaurant, if I cooked it and it was good, I'm taking a picture. If I'm feeling good about it, you get a picture of me smiling, too. On that note, we are ending our show tonight, and I wish we had more time, but you know what? We're going to continue this subject next week, and we're definitely going to continue this subject next week with Alana. And Lola, if you have time to come in and hang out with us, because we definitely,
definitely.
I think this is a really big subject. I would love that.
I would definitely do that. It's a good subject.
Emotional betrayal and physical betrayal. On that note, I am taking you out with, let's see, Bobby V and Michonne and Jay Owens. It's called Freaking You.
Say that you're 50 shades of J, same tone.
Freaking you is.